The feeling that you get when reading what Solomon wrote in Ecclesiastes is frustration.
当我们读所罗门的传道书的时候，我们有一个感觉就是沮丧、挫折。
Here is a king, a wise and wealthy king, who said everything is meaningless.
这有一个国王，非常的聪明，也非常的富有，可是他说一切都是虚空。
Let's see what Paul says first.
让我们看看使徒保罗是怎么说的。
He says, but there is another power within me that is at war with my mind. This power makes me a slave to the sin that is still within me.
当我觉得肢体中另有一个律和我心中的律交战，把我掳去，叫我服从那肢体中犯罪的律。
So he says there's another power working in us.
所以讲到我们里面还有另外一个权势。
So it's like we're fighting with ourselves.
我们就好像跟自己在那里争战。
So how can we have peace?
那我们这样怎么会有平安呢？
No wonder that we all experience frustration.
所以不奇怪我们常常会觉得有点沮丧。
Do you think that Christians should have such a pessimistic view of life?
你们觉得基督徒应该有这么悲观的人生观吗？
Some people thought that Ecclesiastes shouldn't be in the Bible.
甚至有的人觉得传道书不应该列在圣经里面。
But God must have a purpose for including it in His Word.
可是神把传道书放在圣经里面一定有它的目的。
Sometimes we have very little frustrations, but add up to a big frustration.
有的时候我们就是有很多的小的挫折，我们加起来就变成一个非常大的一个沮丧。
Recently, I noticed that people rarely answer their landline, their home phone.
最近我发现很多人都在家里不接他们的电话。
Most people use cell phones now.
所以很多人现在只用手机。
I think I know why people don't like to answer their home phone.
我想我大概发现为什么就说人不愿意接家里的电话。
Because a lot of sales calls come into your home phone.
因为有很多广告的电话正打到你的家里。
No matter what time you have dinner, they seem to know, and that's when they call you.
不管你什么时候在吃晚饭的时候，就是他们要打电话进来的时候。
So after a few hundred times of running to the phone and pick up the phone as a robot speaking to you, you get so mad, you can't even yell at the robot.
所以在经过几百次你这样的冲过去接了电话，结果那边是一个录音的机器，你就非常的生气，都想对他大吼。
But it's a machine that's calling you. You can't. There's no sense in yelling. You just hang up.
所以对面是个机器，你都没办法这样骂回去。
How about little things like you drive to work and you're close to the car in front of you. They don't turn their signal on. Suddenly they stop and they make a left turn, but you can't get around them. It's too late because you're too close to them.
有的时候你在开车去上班的时候，结果前面那辆车呢，就突然要左转，它都没有打灯，所以你就必须要停下来，然后你又不能换到右边的那个 lane 上，因为右边都是车，所以你这时候非常的沮丧。
Someone told me that even in your sleep you can get frustrated.
有的人说，甚至在你睡觉的时候都可能会受到挫折。
One day, a person after working a long, long day and was about ready to go home.
有一天有一个人觉得他已经工作到大概晚上九点了，都已经准备要回家可以休息了。
He was packing his things up and ready to go home and relax.
他准备把所有的东西都打包好，然后回家这样休息。
Next thing he heard, his alarm clock was going. He was having a dream.
然后突然就听到他的闹钟突然就响了，原来这是他在做梦。
Now it was really time to get up and go to work.
所以变成了现在才起床去上班了。
So you get on the road and you see people driving like that, you get even more frustrated.
所以他这时候去上班的时候，在路上看见那些不守规则的司机，他就更加的沮丧愤怒。
So even in the absence of nuisance and tragedy, Solomon felt very frustrated.
可是在即使在所罗门的生命之中，他没有这些小麻烦，也没有那些悲剧。他还是觉得非常的沮丧。
He was just upset because life was so repetitious, things going round and round over and over again.
所罗门觉得沮丧是因为那些在生命中发生的事情不断的重复。
So he said, "There's nothing new under the sun."
所以他说日光之下没有新事。
When things repeat themselves, sometimes you feel like what you see in this picture.
所以有的时候，所以我们的生命中间就发生这样的不断重复的事情，就像看到这幅画里面。
You're running and running, but you're getting nowhere.
所以你不断的跑啊跑，可是你不能去任何的地方。
God made a perfect world for perfect people.
神曾经创造了一个完美的世界给完美的人。
But when Adam and Eve sinned, things became awful.
可是当亚当和夏娃犯罪了以后呢，所有的事情，这个乐园呢就丢失了。
If we expect perfection in this life, we're bound to be frustrated.
所以当我们还去期盼有完美的生活的人生的时候，我们就会感到失望。
I think the biggest anxiety and worry is that we want a pain-free life, but there is no such thing as a pain-free life.
所以我们最大的挫折感就是来自于我们希望一个没有痛苦的人生，可是呢，在这个世界上其实没有这样一件事，就是一个没有痛苦的人生。
I think it's expectations, and when our expectations are disappointed, we get angry, we get anxious.
所以当我们这样期望落空的时候，我们就会感到有失望，也有愤怒。
So even though he was a wealthy and a powerful king, Solomon was frustrated.
所以虽然所罗门非常的富有，他是一个非常伟大的国王，他还是觉得沮丧。
You know that for the longest time, historians denied that Solomon ever existed, that it was made up by the Bible.
很长的一段时间，历史学家甚至认为所罗门不是一个真实存在的人物。
And they didn't believe that he was that wealthy with that many chariots and that many horses.
他们觉得这不可能，一个国王会拥有那么多的财富，有那么多的战车兵马。
They felt that back in those days, people mostly rode camels, not horses.
所以他们觉得那个时代可能人只是骑骆驼，根本没有那么多的马。
But here in the Bible, in 2 Chronicles, it says Solomon built up a huge force of chariots and horses. He had 1,400 chariots and 12,000 horses. He stationed some of them in the chariot cities and some near him in Jerusalem.
在历代志下一章十四节这样的记载，所罗门聚集战车兵马兵，有战车1400辆，马兵12000名，安置在屯车的城邑和耶路撒冷，就是王那里。
So in 1903, archaeologists uncovered at Megiddo one of his several chariot cities.
所以1903年呢，那些考古学家就发现了一个城叫 Megiddo， 就是曾经所罗门用来囤积他的战车兵马的城邑。
Hundreds of stables for horses and chariots in two or three different places.
他们发现那里有几百处的马厩，是专门为马和他的马车准备的。
This is only a partial representation of his wealth and power.
那只是所罗门巨大财富的一小部分。
Yet he wrote what most people think is the most depressing book.
可是呢，他还写了圣经中大家认为最沮丧的一本书。
So the first thing we should learn from Solomon is to expect that life will be frustrating at times.
所以我们第一件从所罗门可以学到的就是，我们应该知道我们期待我们的生命之中有这个挫折感。
So let's read what he wrote together in English first and then in Chinese.
我们一起来读传道书的其中的一些。
If you read along with me in English first. I also thought about the human condition.How God proves to people that they are like animals. For people and animals share the same fate. Both breathe and both must die. So people have no real advantage over the animals. How meaningless. Both go to the same place. They came from dust and they return to dust. Again, I observed all the oppression that takes place under the sun. I saw the tears of the oppressed with no one to comfort them.The oppressors have great power, and their victims are helpless. So I concluded that the dead are better off than the living. But most fortunate of all are those who are not yet born, for they have not seen all the evil that is done under the sun.
我心里说，这乃为世人的缘故，是神要试验他们，使他们觉得自己不过像兽一样。因为世人遭遇的，兽也遭遇，所遭遇的都是一样。这个怎样死，那个也怎样死，七夕都是一样。人不能强于兽，都是虚空，都归一处，都是出于尘土，也都归于尘土。我又转眼看夜日光之下所行的一切欺压，看那受欺压的流泪，且无人安慰。欺压他们的有势力，也无人安慰他们。因此我赞叹那早已死的死人，胜过那还活着的活人，并且我以为那未曾生的，就是未见过日光之下恶事的，比这两等人更强。
So it isn't depressing, it's just realistic to expect frustration at times.
所以有的时候真觉得有点郁闷，就是因为我们会期待我们的生命中间有这么多的挫折。
He tells us that oppressors have real power.
他说那些欺压人的有非常大的权势。
And their victims are helpless.
可是那些受欺压的人就是绝望无助。
Don't ask why bad things happen to good people.
所以不要问为什么坏事会临到好人的头上。
Because we live in a sinful world and bad things happen to good people all the time.
因为我们生活在一个罪恶的世界，所以呢，坏事常常会发生在好人的头上。
Somehow, if you expect life to be fair, you will be disappointed.
所以有的时候，甚至我们期待生活是一个公平的，我们会常常会感到非常失望。
But I think as followers of Christ, we can look to God for comfort and faith.
可是我们常常是要记住，我们可以常来到神的面前来得到安慰，来得到帮助。
Because in the end, the book of Ecclesiastes ends on a positive note.
你知道，我们传道师最后的结论是非常的正面的。
But during the process of living, there are many sad and anxious things happening.
可是，在我们生命的这个过程中间，常常会有悲伤，有很多焦虑的事情会发生。
Because life is not fair, and helpless people are victimized.
因为生活是不公平的，常常会有受欺压、受被牺牲的那些人。
Actually, there are hundreds and hundreds of pictures like this that remind us of what happened to the Jews in Poland.
我们会找到几百张的照片，这是讲到当年犹太人在波兰被迫害的时候的情景。
These are starving children on the street because their parents have been killed.
因为他们的父母被杀，所以那些孤儿就流落在街头受饿。
I'm not showing this to induce guilt in us, but for us to remember that we have it so good.
我把这些照片放在这里，不是说让我们感到有罪疚感，而是让我们肯定看见，就是有这样的罪恶发生在世界上。
Because I think I'm guilty of the same thing. We live in such comfort, we take everything for granted.
我们现在生活在一个非常舒适的环境中间，甚至我们觉得这一切都是必然的。
The big word today is that we all have a sense of entitlement. We should have what we have.
好像这现在最流行的一句话就是，好像我们就是这些事情都是应该我们应该享有的。
God owes it to us. Our parents owe it to us. Our bosses owe it to us.
所以我们享有这些好像是神欠我们的，或者我们的父母欠我们的，或者是我们的老板欠我们的。
Do you know that even when Jesus was born, there was great tragedy in the land?
可是我们回想到耶稣基督自己诞生的在这个世上的时候，曾经有一个非常大的悲剧发生在那里。
Because Herod was ordering all children 2 years and under to be slaughtered.
因为那时候的希律王曾经下令把所有2岁以下的小孩全部都杀光。
A cry was heard in Ramah, weeping and great mourning. Rachel weeps for her children, refusing to be comforted, for they are dead.
在拉玛听见嚎啕大哭的声音，是拉结哭他的儿女，不肯受安慰，因为他们都不在了。
Matthew is quoting from the book of Jeremiah.
是马太是曾经用那个耶利米书的中间的预言。
Jeremiah spoke those words when Israel was being taken captive into Babylon.
耶利米说是。这段话的时候，那时候正是耶路撒冷的百姓被掳去巴比伦的时候。
Ramah was where they left Israel from.
是拉玛就是在那个留在耶路撒冷的那个城市。
Because those things happened so long ago, like the Holocaust and like Herod ordered the murder of those children, we don't really feel the pain.
我们不能够体会到那个痛苦，因为那是几千年以前的事情。
But if we think back on something recent, like Sandy Hook Elementary School, where 20 kids were just killed in cold blood.
所以，但是我们回想最近发生的是校园枪击事件，在 Sandy Hook 这个地方，20位小孩被这样的冷血的杀害。
That was in 2012, but people still talk about it.
那是2012年的事情，所以现在人们还记起这件事。
So in this modern day context, we may better understand why Solomon wrote that the dead are better off than the living, and it's most fortunate for all those who are not even born.
所以我们就可以明白为什么所罗门说，我赞叹那早已死的死人，胜过那活着的活人，并且我以为那未曾生的，就是未见过日光之下恶事的，比这两等人更强。
So I'm just hoping that the 4 points I'm going to make today based on this passage will help us to understand.
我希望今天我这里要用的这个四个点是能够帮助我们。
And that it will also help me because when I prepared, I was learning.
这首先先我自己受到帮助，因为我在准备信息的时候，我自己就受了帮助。
Because as you know, I joked around about how my house was burnt down.
因为我曾经开玩笑，就是讲到我的房子曾经被烧毁。
And then recently it got flooded.
最近呢，我们家又被淹水淹没。
The only thing left is having a tornado and tearing the house down.
唯一剩下的还没发生的坏事就是一个龙卷风把我们的房子完全的拆毁。
So I know what it is to be frustrated.
所以我知道什么叫做受的挫折感。
And we do need to know who we are in Jesus Christ to be comforted.
我们真的要常常要纪念我们是在耶稣基督里面而受到安慰。
At least expect to be frustrated. That's how life is.
首先我知道在这个生命这个世上我是会受到挫折。
And then the other parts of the chapter tells us not to be extreme in our reaction to things.
这两段的经文另外一半就是讲到要我们不要成为一个极端主义者。
It says here, then I observed that most people are motivated to success because they envy their neighbors, but this too is meaningless, like chasing the wind.Fools fold their idle hands, leading them to ruin. And yet, better to have one handful with quietness than two handfuls with hard work and chasing the wind. I observed yet another example of something meaningless under the sun. This is the case of a man who is all alone, without a child or a brother. Yet, he works hard to gain as much wealth as he can. But then he asks himself, who am I working for?Why am I giving up so much pleasure now? It is so meaningless and depressing.
我又见人为一切的劳碌和各样灵巧的工作就被邻居嫉妒，这也是虚空，也是捕风。愚昧人抱着手吃鸡的肉，满了一把得享安静，强如满了两把劳碌捕风。我又转念见日光之下有一件虚空的事，有人孤单无二。无止无凶，竟劳碌不息，眼目也不以钱财为足。他说：“我劳劳碌碌，刻苦自己，不享福乐，到底是为谁呢？这也是虚空，是极重的劳苦。”
Second point is don't be an. I think that's it. Okay. Second point is don't be an extremist.
所以第二点我要讲的是，不要成为一个极端主义者。
Don't feel like a rat running through the maze because life is not really a rat race.
不要像老鼠在迷宫一样的过我们的人生。
People who have obsessive thoughts and compulsive behaviors have a mental condition called OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder.
这个人常常有那种追求过分的那种思想和那种强迫性的行为，在心理学上有一种病叫做强迫症。
Being obsessed with making money can turn you into a workaholic.
如果非常追求过分的追求金钱呢，就会让我们成为一个工作狂。
Workaholism can be a form of compulsive behavior.
所以工作狂呢，其实也是一种强迫症的表现。
The Bible tells us that being extreme causes a lot of frustration.
圣经告诉我们，如果追求极端钻牛角尖的话，让我们常常的感到沮丧。
As followers of Jesus, we should think about our priorities in life.
作为耶稣基督的门徒，我们应该常常思想我们生命中的那些优先。
An American businessman was vacationing in Mexico.
曾经有一位美国的商人在墨西哥度假。
He watched as a small boat pulled into the dock.
他看见有一艘小船这样的靠岸。
Inside the small boat were several large tuna fish.
在这个小船里面有好几条很大的那种金枪鱼。
So the American praised the Mexican fisherman on the quality and the beauty of the fish.
哇，那个美国商人就大大的赞扬了那个渔夫一番，就说那个鱼的质量那么好。
How long did it take you to catch them? He asked.
你花了多久的时间逮到这些鱼呢？
Oh, a few hours, the fisherman said.
就几个小时而已。
Why don't you stay out longer and catch more fish?
那你为什么不多待一会儿？抓更多的鱼呢?
The Mexican fisherman smiled and said, "With this, I have more than enough to feed my family."
那个渔夫就笑了，说这些鱼已经足够我们今天吃一顿了。
So the American says, But what do you do with the rest of your time?
可是那你剩下的时间用来做什么呢？
And the Mexican man said, I sleep late, I play with my children, I watch soccer game.
哦、oh, 那我就晚上呢就和我的小孩一起玩啊一起看足球啊。
And then in the evening, sometimes I go to town, I bring my guitar, I sing songs with my friends.
啊有的时候晚上呢我就带着我的吉他和我的朋友们一起唱歌啊。
The American got a little bit annoyed because he's a workaholic.
哦那个美国商人就非常的就失去耐心了。
He says, look, I have an MBA from Harvard, I'm going to help you to get rich.
啊你看我有哈佛商学院的学位我可以让你致富。
You start by spending more time fishing.
所以你从今天开始呢，每天多花几个小时来捕鱼。
Then you can sell more fish.
所以你就可以把多的鱼呢就卖出去。
With the extra money, you can buy a bigger boat.
所以呢，你赚了更多的钱呢，你就把你的船买更大的船。
With a bigger boat, you make even more money. Then you can buy a whole fleet of boats.
那你赚了更多的有那个更大的船，你就可以逮更多的鱼，然后你就可以慢慢的去建立你自己的船队。
Then instead of selling to a middleman, you can be the one who distributes the fish.
所以呢，你到时候也不用靠那些鱼贩子来那个卖鱼了，你自己来建立你自己的销售网。
Eventually, you should control the product.The processing and the distribution.
所以最后呢，你甚至建立起整个工业，从那个捕鱼到怎么样处理加工，所有的你都可以建立起来。
That's a good thing about getting an MBA from Harvard.
所以这就是哈佛的商学院教我们要做的。
Then you could leave this place and maybe move to Mexico City or even Los Angeles.
所以呢，你真的可以搬到首都去，甚至搬到洛杉矶去。
Then the fisherman says, "How long will this take?"
那渔夫听了，他就说：“这需要多久呢
？”Messes maybe 15-20 years if you become a workaholic like me.
如果你像我一样拼命工作的话呢，大概15-20年。
And then what happens? The fisherman said.
那渔夫说：“那以后干什么呢
？”And the American says, "Then comes the best part."
那个商人就说：“那然后最精彩的部分就来了。”
When the time is right, you can sell your company and make millions of dollars.
所以那时候你到了觉得合适的机会，你就把你的公司就卖了。
And the fisherman says, "Really, millions?
啊，几百万？我真的可以赚这么多的钱吗
？What am I going to do with it all?
那我有这么几百万，我会做什么呢
？And the businessman was very proud. He says, "Then you can retire with all that money you've made."
所以那时候你就可以拥有这些钱，然后自己退休啊。
You can move to a little village.
你可以搬到一个小渔村啊。
You can sleep late.
你就可以晚上很晚睡啊。
You can play with your grandchildren because by that time your children will be grown up.
然后你就可以你和你的孙子孙女一起玩啊。
Then if you can, you can still play guitar and sing with your friends.
所以你还有业余的时间，你还可以跟你的朋友们去玩你的吉他，一起唱歌。
As much as you like.
啊，想玩多久多玩多久。
The man thought to himself, "You fool! I'm doing that right now."
所以你不想，你真是个笨蛋。
Solomon tells us not to be extreme in our pursuits.
所以所罗门就讲到我们在追求事情的时候不要走极端。
This American businessman just couldn't understand that some people are satisfied with what they have.
所以这个美国商人他不能够理解，其实很多人他已经为自己的生活感到满足。
Yes, the world offers us a lot of glittering things and things that we think are going to make us happy.
所以在这个世界常常为我们提供很多东西，让我们以为是会使我们感到幸福的。
That is exactly what the devil tempted Jesus with during those 40 days.
所以这也是曾经撒旦曾经想要诱惑耶稣基督去在这那个40天的征战里面。
Just look at this beautiful world. It can all be yours if you will bow down and worship me.
他说：“如果你敬拜我的话，我就把这世界上所有的财富、所有的好东西都给你。”
The only difference is that the world wants us to achieve those things our own way instead of trusting God.
可是呢，世界让我们呢去实现这些呢，是用我们自己的方式，而不是用信靠神的方式。
But God offers us something more than money can buy.
可是神要给我们绝对超过这些金钱可以买到的东西。
God can teach you and teach me that when we are frustrated, we will still trust Him and have peace.
神要告诉我们这个秘诀，让我们知道在这些挫折、这些沮丧的里面，我们还可以依靠他，找到我们的平安。
I think this is why he included the book of Ecclesiastes in the Bible.
这就是为什么 神把传道书放在圣经里面的原因。
This is the reason why even Solomon was frustrated in spite of everything he had.
这也就是为什么神要这样的让所罗门经历过这么多的富足，他还是觉得沮丧。
To him, life was a rat race, no matter how wealthy or how powerful.
虽然所罗门曾经如此的富有，那么的有那么大的权利，他可是他还是活的一个像老鼠这样的迷走迷宫的人生。
Solomon saw that most people are motivated to success because they are jealous of other people.
所罗门说，很多人追求成功是因为他羡慕别人。
He tells us that's the wrong motive.
他说这是一个错误的动机。
Is there a way to beat the system?
有没有办法真的战胜这个机制呢
？Depends on the choices we make.
这个完全取决于我们的选择。
Verse 5 tells us that fools fold their hands. That means they just give up. They become lazy.
第五节告诉我们有两种人呢、啊。第一种是就是是懒惰的人，他就是两个手这样袖手，他完全的不做事情。
Obviously, that's not the answer.
那个绝对不是我们的答案。
Because God tells us the person who doesn't work is not going to eat and should not eat.
那个因为神在圣经里面告诉我们要亲手做工才可以得到食物。
And verse 6 tells us that we should do things in moderation, not extreme.
那个第六节是告诉我们真的是要做工其实要在适可而止的情况下不要走极端的道路。
Working 20 hours a day is extreme.
如果每天工作20个小时绝对是走极端了。
Sleeping 20 hours a day is also extreme.
如果24小时都在睡觉那更是一个极端也是一个极端。
And that's what I tried to learn because sometimes I work 20 hours and then I do sleep 20 hours.
有的时候呢我就整两个都做就是先工作20小时然后睡20个小时。
And Trisha's always on my back about that.
所以呢
I don't know how to use my time normally.
所以崔霞姊妹就常常来提醒她要。
Big spenders really spend long hours, and they sometimes even take a second job just to support their addictions, the things they want.
所以有很多人就是喜欢大手大脚花钱的人，他就常常要需要工作更多的时间来使他们有足够的花销。
Because they're not willing to give up on those material things.
因为他们不愿意放弃那些物质的东西。
But they are willing to give up their time and energy to spend time with their friends and their family.
可是他们放弃的是那些时间和精力，他们本来可以用在他们自己的家庭和朋友的身上。
And then they work even harder to own more things and work harder to pay off those things after they buy them.
而且他们这样呢，就必须要更努力的工作，这样呢需要更多的来满足他们的需要。
We buy things to impress people we don't even know.
我们有的时候买一些东西让想要别人惊艳，可是那些人我们甚至都不认识。
And they don't even care.
甚至他们那些人也不关心我们。
I found a very interesting definition of wealth.
我发现有一个非常有趣的关于财富的定义。
It is all about comparison.
就是关于到比较。
Someone says that no matter how wealthy you are,
是，其实有人说，不管你多么的富有
，unless your house is a little bit bigger，
除非你的房子是比人家稍微大一点点
，and your car is just 1 year newer than your neighbor， then you feel wealthy。
你的车要比人家新一年，你才会觉得你真正的很富有。
So you buy a car this year。
所以你今天买了一辆车。
Next month your neighbor buys a new car, and then you're jealous again.
所以呢，你下个月你的邻居买了一辆新车，你就又觉得很难受了。
This is the kind of world we live in. We want to have the newest and the brightest.
所以呢，这就是我们现在生活的世界。我们总是想要最新的、最好的。
We should move to that little village where that Mexican fisherman lives, and then we'll all be happy.
所以我们真的应该搬到那个墨西哥的小渔村和那个渔夫住在一起，我们真的才有真正的幸福。
We should do what the Bible teaches us in Ecclesiastes.
所以我们应该真的是按照在传道书中这样教导我们的去做。
Solomon tells us to think about our relationships.
所罗门说我们要想一想我们的关系。
You build them, you maintain them, and you improve them.
我们建立我们的关系，我们维护我们的关系，然后我们要改善我们的关系。
Solomon increased the kingdom built by his father, King David.
所罗门把他父亲大卫所建立的国家呢，这样扩张了。
But Solomon also had a ton of concubines.
可是所罗门呢，还娶了很多的妻妾跟嫔妃。
He was an extremist.
他是一个极端主义者。
When he liked something, he wanted plenty of it.
他想要什么东西的时候，他就想要更多，许多的东西。
Just like us.
就像我们一样。
That's the reason we like to go for buffet.
所以我们为什么要去？
The more to choose from, the happier we are, even if we can't stuff it all in.
我们吃在自助餐里面拿那么多，其实我们吃不完，我们还拿那么多。
For Solomon, it was horses and chariots and women.
对所罗门来说，这就是他的马车、他的兵马，还有他的妻妾嘛。
But in the end, he said life was meaningless.
可是在最后，所罗门说这一切都是捕风。
He was frustrated even though he had everything money could buy.
他还是感到沮丧，虽然他有了金钱可以买的所有的一切。
That's why you have people like Bill Gates who are happy giving their money away.
所以现在为什么比尔盖茨觉得更加的快乐，是因为他把很多的钱都往外捐出去。
I'm sure like any father, King David loved his sons.
我非常确信他的爸爸大卫爱他的孩子们。
But he was a failure as a father.
可是他不是一个成功的父亲。
Because you see this in the Bible.
当我们看到在列王记上一章六节这样讲。
Now his father King David had never disciplined him at any time. Different son, but probably the same with all his children. Even by asking, what are you doing? Why are you doing that? Adonijah had been born next after Absalom, and he was very handsome.
所以讲到大卫曾经怎样对他的儿子，但这不是所罗门，但是另外一个他。可是他可能是这样对他所有的孩子。他父亲素来没有使他忧闷，说你是做什么呢？他甚俊美生在亚撒龙之后。Many
children say they don't talk to their parents more than a few times a week, short time.
现在很多的孩子们说，他们一个星期都不跟他的父母讲几句话。They
don't have good relationship.
他没有很好的关系。
Many teachers in school say they can tell whose family is having trouble by the way the kid behaves in school.
很多的学校的老师可以根据这个孩子的在学校的言行来判断这个孩子在家里面跟他父母有没有很好的关系。
A child who doesn't receive discipline or refuses discipline at home is going to misbehave in church and in school.
如果一个孩子在家里就不受管教的话，他在教会或者在学校，他都会有不好的行为。We
Chinese really care about 面子。
我们中国人非常要面子。But
we don't know what our children are doing behind our backs.
可是呢，我们不知道什么才是真正给孩子最好的东西。Children
are a reflection of their families.
孩子真是我们整个家庭所有价值的一个反射。The
Bible is full of great prophets Samuel and Eli, and they had terrible sons.
我们看到圣经里面有那个以利，还有撒母耳，这些都是非常曾经是非常好的先知，可是他们有非常不好的孩子。God
did not want the people of Israel to marry foreigners.
在圣经里面，神曾经规定以色列人不能够与外族通婚。So
that they would not be drawn away to worship pagan gods of their neighbors.
所以他们就不会被那些女子引诱去敬拜那些假神。But
Solomon set a bad example. He married a lot of foreign wives.
可是所罗门开了一个非常坏的例子，因为他与很多的外族通婚。
As the king, he set a bad example.
作为一个国王，他做了一个非常坏的榜样。His
kingdom was split.
所以他的王国后来就分成两半。Israel
was exiled.
后来以色列就被从那个应许之地被赶出去。Our
families can be a microcosm of what happened to Israel.
我们的家也可以是像一个以色列的缩影。So
Solomon does talk about relationships.
所罗门在这里讲到了关系。Healthy
bonds between people.
所以讲到要有一个非常好的一个健康的关系。Two
people are better off than one, for they can help each other succeed. If one person fails, the other can reach out and help. But someone who fails, who falls alone, is in real trouble. Likewise, two people lying close together can keep each other warm. But how can one be warm alone? A person standing alone can be attacked and defeated, but two can stand back to back and conquer. Three are even better, for a triple braided cord is not easily broken.
这讲到, 两个人总比一个人好，因为二人劳碌同得美好的果效。若是跌倒，这人可以扶起他的同伴；若是孤身跌倒，没有别人扶他起来，这人就有祸了。再者，二人同睡，就都暖和；一人独睡，怎么能暖和呢？有人攻胜，孤身一人；若有二人，便能抵挡他。三股合成，绳子不容易折断。
So one of the way to fight frustration is to have strong relationships.
所以有一个战胜沮丧的一个方法，就是你要有在生活中有很好的关系。
Only people can help people.
只有人可以帮助人。
Finally, in the remaining verses from 13 through 16, Solomon teaches us if we want to overcome frustration, we need to choose to keep growing.
这最后在讲到中13到16节，所罗门提到就是如果我们要不断的战胜我们 生命中的沮丧，我们要选择让我们的生命不断的成长。
The day you stop growing is the day you start dying.
当我们选择停止成长的时候，其实我们就在走向死亡的过程中。
People who think they know it all make no effort to grow.
所以我当一个人觉得我什么都懂，什么都会的时候，他就会拒绝成长。
They become like a stubborn old goat.
他就像一个非常固执的老的山羊。
It is better to be poor.But to be a poor but wise youth than an old and foolish king who refuses all advice. Such a youth could rise from poverty and succeed. He might even become king, though he has been in prison. But then everyone rushes to the side of yet another youth who replaces him. Endless crowds stand around him, but then another generation grows up and rejects him too. So it is all meaningless, like chasing the wind.
贫穷而有智慧的少年人胜过年老不肯纳谏的愚昧王。这人是从监牢中出来做王，在他国中生来原是贫穷的。我见日光之下一切行动的活人都随从那第二位，就是起来代替老王的少年人。他所治理的众人就是他的百姓，多得无数，在他后来的人尚且不喜悦他，这真是虚空也是捕风。
Solomon describes a king who is old and foolish.
所罗门描述了一个年老的王，他不肯听取建议。
But it can describe any one of us.
他可以也这个其实也可以引用到我们所有的人。
We're all capable of being arrogant.
我们每个人都有可能变得非常的傲慢。
And to be filled with a false sense of security.
那我们里面就会充满了那个虚假的安全感。
We know people who say they'll never be like their parents.
也许我们常常都会说，我不会像我的父母那样。
Or their teacher, or their boss.
或者我们的老师，或者我们的老板那样。
But then slowly they become exactly like them.
可是渐渐的，我们都会像他们。
That's why there is that joke about saying we have seen the enemy and it is us. 我们遇到仇敌了。自己就是仇敌。
所以就是我们的仇敌就是我们自己。
That's the danger of not growing and dying.
这就是我们如果不成长的话，就是这样的危险。
That makes life frustrating because we're not changing and growing.
让我们也更多的挫折感，因为我们不变化，而且也不成长。
I think I suffer the most when I refuse to change, when I don't grow.
我曾经常常的就是受苦就是因为我
frustration is because I refuse to change and grow.
对，我拒绝成长的话，我就受苦。
And then others suffer too because I'm stubborn and I inflict pain on other people.
同时我也使人受苦，因为当我变得很固执的时候，我就加害在人家的身上。
We don't realize this.
我们有时候甚至不认识到这一点。
Because we're blind to ourselves.
因为我们是对自己是有盲点的。
As we get older, we have a false sense of security.
因为我们常常里面充满了那个虚假的安全感。
We kid ourselves and think that because we've lived so long, we've learned everything there is to learn. We know life now.
我们常常以为我们已经活了这么久了，我们已经知道生命中所有的事情了。
Then don't forget, Solomon was the wisest man of his time, but he was frustrated.
可是不要忘记，所罗门是曾经世界上最聪明的人，可是他还是在生活中常常遭遇挫折。
So we'll sing a closing hymn later.
我们等会儿会唱一首诗歌作为结束。
And it is asking the Lord to hold our hand and to lead us. We need Jesus for that.
我们要请耶稣基督来抓住我们的手来 带领我们前面的生命的道路。
I want to share with you three last verses.
我想来分享最后的三段经节。
The most important question to ask is, who am I?
我们一生命中间常常要问的一个最重要的问题就是我是谁。
If you don't want to be frustrated and anxious, ask, who am I?
当我们不愿意在活在这样的沮丧中间和焦虑中间的话，我们要常常问句我是谁。
In 2 Samuel it says, Then King David went in and sat before the Lord and prayed, Who am I, O sovereign Lord? And what is my family that you have brought me this far?
于是大卫王进去坐在耶和华的面前说，主耶和华，我是谁？我的家算什么？你竟使我到这地步呢？
In spite of not being a good father,
虽然他不是一个很好的父亲,
in spite of killing his friend in order to marry his wife,
虽然, 他杀了他的很好的一个将领跟他的朋友为了夺他的妻子,
King David was repentant.
可是大卫王最后悔改了。
He knew before the Lord he was nothing.
他知道在主面前他自己不算什么。
What is my family that you have brought me to this position?
我的家算什么？你竟使我到这地步呢？
And Moses was the same.
摩西也是一样。
But Moses protested to God, Who am I to appear before Pharaoh? Who am I to lead the people of Israel out of Egypt?
摩西曾经这样对神说，我是什么人，竟能去见法老，将以色列人从埃及领出来呢？
You might think he's trying to dodge responsibility and God's call.
我们可以想，我们知道就是神在我们生命中的职责和对我们的呼召。
We can sometimes try to run away from God's calling.
我们有的时候甚至想从这个呼召里面逃走。
Moses was up there at the top in Egypt.
那时候，摩西那个时候是处在这个地位上面，要把以色列人从埃及带出去。
But after killing a man, he was driven out of Egypt and suffered for 40 years as a shepherd.
摩西曾经在埃及是在王宫里面，可是他杀了一个埃及人以后，他就必须要逃离到旷野里面去。
He learned to be humble. He asked God, "Who am I that you would call me?"
四十年里面，他学会了谦卑，所以他就对神说：“我算什么呢？我是什么人？”
And then you'll see this is what Ruth said in Ruth chapter 2.
这是路德在路德记的第二章。路德就伏伏在地叩拜，对他说：“我既是外邦人，怎么蒙你的恩这样顾恤我呢？”
What have I done to deserve such kindness? He said to Boaz.
我到底做了什么，你对我这样的顾恤呢？他对波阿斯说。
And Ruth was an ancestor of Christ.
路德后面是在家谱里面，他是主耶稣的一个祖先。
We'll end here.
我们结束在这里。
But remember what Solomon says.
可是我们记得所罗门所说的。
In the midst of our frustration, know that God is there for us.
在我们一切的沮丧里面，我们知道神与我们同在。
Otherwise, we get no benefit out of being followers of Jesus Christ.
否则的话，我们跟随主就没有这个益处。
As Christians, we have a powerful God behind us.
作为基督徒，我们要知道我们的神大有能力。
Above us and around us.
他在高天之上，在那里掌权。
He's given us the Holy Spirit.
他会给我们圣灵。
We don't need to be as wise as Solomon.
我们不一定要需要像所罗门那样的聪明。
To know that God will hold our hand.
可是我们还是要知道。神一直领我们往前走。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear Father, as we sing the responsive hymn, help us to realize that you will lead us.
天父，当我们一起唱这首诗歌的时候，让我们知道谁在引领我们。
You will guide us through the ups and downs of life.
让你会带我们走过人生的高山和低谷。
No problem is too great for you.
没有一件事一个困难对你来说是大的。
You will help us if we will only trust you and let go.
你会帮助我们，如果我们单单的信靠你。
Help us to hold on to you, Lord.
让我们真的是知道怎样紧紧的抓住你。
There is nothing else as sturdy, as firm as the foundation that you are.
没有一个基础像你这样的牢固，让我们可以这样的信靠。
Because the Bible tells us, Lord, you are our rock and our salvation.
因为圣经上说你是我们的岩石，是我们的避难所。
We thank you.
我们谢谢你。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.